We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we're starting the second line from the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that was brought down, Daf Yates Amud Aleph, the Mishnah brought down that someone shechs an animal. It's a Mishnah in India. Someone shechs an animal, and he finds a machat inside, which we learned could be even a machat that was a tummy mace. The halacha is the basa becomes tummy, and the sakin and the adayim at Torah cause the safik of a touch to machat. The machat was tumay enough to matama yadayim or a sakim because it was avatoma. It was talking about machat that touched tummy mace, so it's avatoma because a metal was like the thing it touched. But it was suffix of a touch that only touched the basa for sure, and the basa is tummy. And the question is that we know every type of food, it doesn't come tummy until it has hechsher. It means it gets wet one of the seven mashkin. So the question is about basa. Tamei, hay basar, this kasha mai. How did this basar in this mishnah become tamei if it was no hechsher? What become hechsher? Do you shechting now in the base mikdash? Didn't get wet. How did it get wet? When did it become hechsher? So what's the name of this kasha v'da? Maybe because it got hechsher from dam. Now you realize the whole behemoth is one piece. So if one part gets hechsher, it's vice versa. That's enough. So when you shecht it, it gets wet with the dam with blood. So maybe that's enough for hechsher. But it's not true. How do you know that dam kachim is not enough to machshir? Even though usually dam is one of the seven mashkin, because it says in the pasuk dam chalolim yishta, that teaches us that dam is enough to be called a drink and is one of the seven mashkin. But here, the question is that the kachim are not machshir. Shnei leisachero or it's a shvedo kamayim. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir v'she'ena nishbach kamayim ena machshir. The halacha is that any dam that's not spilled on the floor like mayim doesn't have a din of, can't be machsher. And since kachim you have to catch and throw on the mizbeach, so it's not like mayim, and therefore halacha is that it's not machsher. So the question again is, where in the world do we have hechsher over here? So Rashi just points out that, you know, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, the basar ashiga v'chol tameh is tameh. So you're going to ask me, in the Torah, what was the case that the basar kachim, had a basar kachim become hechsher? So Rashi answers, that's not shver, because basa kachim can mean basa shlamim, which you take home with you. You eat in the whole Yerushalayim, you can eat it. And there, it's very possible. You bring it home, you wash it down before you make the steak. So it's very possible that it got wet. This is in the Beis Mikdash. You shecht this right here in the Beis Mikdash. How did it get hoksha? And dam is not hoksha, like we're saying, because a drasha over here, that dam, that's not spilled out like water, is not machsher. So the Gemara, Eli will tell me, this kasher mashke beis mitvachaya, that maybe it got wet from water, because they sometimes wash the basar with water in the beis mikdash after they shecht it. So it got hechsher from water. But the Gemara has a kasher, not true. Ram Rav Yisrael Rechanina, mashke beis mitvachaya, the liquids of beis mitvachaya, which in Pashas means dam and mayim, loy dayon shahin dachon, not only is it tahar, elo she'im machshir, it's not machshir either. So it can't be machshir. Now, if you're going to ask me a question like this, if you're following the Cheshbon in the Gemara, we had in the Gemara in Baram Tazayim Aleph, the Gemara said, "Betlushim mimachshirim," is water that's not attached. Machshir, it says, "V'arav Yesi mashkin beis mitvachaya lo yidayin shendochan she'im machshirim." So Gemara answer is going on dam. That's the Gemara says in Daf Tazayin. Mashma, the mayim is machshir. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos asks this question. And Tosfos says a very interesting thing. He says that Gemara is only going according to Man Yama holds Tlushim is Machshir. But our Gemara holds Taka, water that's Talush, water that's not attached to its source, is not Machshir. And therefore, it's Taka not Machshir in the Beis Mikdash either, the Beis Mitvachaya, because it's Mayim Tlushim over there. So Gemara's question is now, how does Basa become Huchsha Latumah? So Gemara says, Ela Diskasha Bechibes HaKoydesh. There's a special halacha that Chibes HaKodesh makes it into Bar Makabalos Tumah. It makes it Bel Makabalos Tumah because the Chashivas of something hektish makes it into Oichel even without being Hochsher. Usually, to be called Shem Oichel has to be wet, has to be Hochsher. But maybe Mikdash, it's enough that's a Chibes HaKodesh that doesn't have to be Hochsher. But the Gemara has a kasha on that. Emer de Vahayim Le Chibes HaKodesh Lev Suli Gufa. That it's called Huchsha L'Kabal Tumah, it's only enough. You only find that's enough that it's a Kabal Tumah. But who said that it could give over Tumah with such a Hechsher of Chibas HaKadosh? Lebim Rishon V'Sheni Nami, it does also Rishon V'Sheni, because here in this Mishnah it says Abasa Tameh. Tameh always means it goes further. and you tell me he makes a recent machine also, then you should be poised the shalor of slakish, tifshoy the bayer of slakish, tzrid shel menachas. Tzrid shel menachas is a dry part of a mincha that didn't touch shemen. So it's not a hukshol tumah. So it's lock and that, but it does have chibas akaydish because it's a hektish. Moinim by rishon v'sheni aloy. Shlokas cleared. Do you count rishon v'sheni or not? So if here in this mishnah is going on chibas akaydish and it says tamei and it goes further, you replace it with shlokas shaila and shlokas had a shaila. He didn't have a pshitas from this mishnah. So we have to explain again. It's back shver. What's pshat in the mishnah? Is a basa tamei? Where is the hechsher? First try dam is not hechsher. Mayim is not hechsher in base mikdash. Chibas Akadosh wouldn't make it Tamei L'Tamei Rishon V'Sheni. So the question is, so what had it become Hukshir over here? So Gemara Rav Yehuda Shmuel, it's a Paro Shazib Chishlamim. It was talking about Paro of Shlam and Vevira B'Nahar, and you brought it into the water before you shechted it. Now, why is it to be a Paro Shlam? Rashi says that, practically speaking, no, why do they bring it into the water? Because it makes it easier to skin, it makes it more easier to eat. So that's only if someone owns it, he'll take the time and bring it. He's going to eat it. He's a shlamim. He owns a shlamim. He's going to eat the shlamim. He'll take time to bring it to the nahar. A regular carbon won't go to the nahar. That's what's saying. Punkta zikh shlamim. It doesn't have to be shlamim. Just that was. It's more practical that case. And they brought it to the nahar before the shechita, in order to make it easier to shecht and to skin. So, and afterward, dai masku tefechla. And afterwards, it was still wet. And since it was still wet. So it's E.F. Shirash says that some of the mashke from the ur fell on the basar after shechita and made it hukshel tumah. That's what Rashi learns, and that's the teretz. Teretz is that the case was you brought it into the nahar before, and it got wet from. They got wet from the shechita from after shechita got wet from going into the water. Now Taisvis doesn't like that pshat because Taisvis says that mayim we don't hold mayim klushim is enough. And here, once it falls off the R onto the bus, that's Mayim Klushim. So it wouldn't be Machshir. Mayim Klushim means it has to get wet from the source. The R, the skin, got wet from the source, but the Basar didn't. So Tosfos learns that being that the R got wet is enough Hechshir for the Basar, because it's one thing. Tosfos, at the end of Tosfos, last Tosfos on Amos, is Emery, the idea R, Hechshir HaBasar, the R, right to Pligi, yes, Yad LaHechshir, the Kuli Yami, yes, Shemer LaHechshir. If the covering, if the peel of something gets hokshas enough, over chalar bal mayim ba'idem mechabarim, and they got wet there. It says va'alar lemaisa. What's coming out over here in the sugi is that it got hokshar either through the ar or through the, or dripped onto the basa, and that's the pshat why it's able to mekabel tuma. Dr. Gemaravai, the finishing off that mishnah in Idias, it says nimtzis of parish. You found it in the parish in the waste. He found the machat there, hakol tar, the whole thing is tar. Practically tomorrow, what's pshat? Let that perish become, the perish is the waste itself. Let that become tame, and let that be matam of the basa. Nims the perish are called tar, and let the perish be matam of the basa. Why isn't the perish, the waste itself, be matam of the basa? Omer avad bahava, beferish ava. It was thick perish, so it has not a din of mashke, it has a din of oichel. And we know oichel is not matama oichel, so it can't be matama basa. The Gemara in the Havmina thought that since it went into the water, it probably drank some water, and therefore it was wet perish. If it was wet perish, so let it matama the basa, because maske can matama basa. And for the Gemara, no, it was thick perish, so it's not matama the basa. Rav Ashi, you have a different teretz. Afilu tema beferish raki, even if it was loose waste. We should have a mashke seruach. It's disgusting mashke, and therefore it's not doesn't come tameh. Because the halacha is that, or it's not matame. The halacha is that it says in the pasuk b'chol kli yitameh. That part says actually shasa b'kli, and we learn that the only time something could be tameh or give over tumba is only if it's drinkable water. But if it's not drinkable water, then the halacha is that it's not tameh, and that's this case. This parish is not drinkable mashke, and therefore cannot be called mashke. Ad kam pshat mishnah idias. Now we'll move on to another memra. Dr. Gemara, Tani Tana Kameda Rav Sheshes Sheretz. This is not talking about in Kachim, it's talking about Chulin. We know we don't pass like a Rekiva. Chulin can only make up to. Chulin cannot make a Ravi. Chulin can only make, even for Rekiva. Even for Rekiva, Chulin can only make up to Shlishi, not more than Shlishi. Tani Tana Kameda Rav Sheshes Sheretz, Matamez Maskin. Sheretz can Matamez Maskin. Umashkin. Kimatama mesa kli, maska kimatama a kli. But kli metame es oichlin, and kli is metame the oichlin. Va'oichlin metame es mashkin, and oichel is metame mashkin. V'leman v'sholish tumas v'sharet. See here, three tumas v'sharet. Now there's two problems with this memra. First of all, it's saying three tumas v'sharet. Really, there's four because the sharet was metame went from a mashka to a kli to a oichel and to a mashka, which is four. Which the moral asks, and there's another problem here also. How exactly was the mashka metame the kli? It's also a little problem. The Gemara could have really asked such a question. But let's see what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara, Hani Harba, it's not three, it's four. So the Gemara, Guz Mashkin Deresha. Take out the first Mashkin. So it really goes like this. Sheretz Tekli, which is very good, a Kli's Rishon. We know a Rishon can metame Oichlin or Mashkin, so it's metame the Oichl. And then the Oichl goes ahead and metame the Mashkin, like Rabbi Kiva says, that it can metame Vaita. So Guz Mashkin the Reisha. Why don't you say Guz Mashkin? You want three Guz Mashkin the Seifa? Learn, it's Mashkin, Kli, and then Oichel. Why do you have to take out the first Mashkin and take out the second Mashkin? So we know the Teretz. Teretz is, Le'eshkhan Tana Da'ama Mashkin Matama Kli. Because no one holds the Mashkin Matama Kli. We know a Rishoin cannot be Matama Kli. The only one we found is Rabbi Yehuda in the Havamina. The Rabbi Yehuda held in his first life, he held that it's metama a kli, a mashkin, because he learns it from the pasuk that says mikol asher v'soicha yitma is going even on kli. It's in the pasuk, but lemaisiv is chayzer el Rabbi Yehuda v'hadabei. So v'simanech, the simon of this thing's becoming tummy is the zaisa. When you make beer, you start off with a kli, then to the oichel, which is the haps, and then it turns into the mashkin into the beer. That's a simon. That's what the three things are: kli, oichel, and mashka. And we're saying the first mashkin is taken out for two reasons, because it doesn't go four. And also, because mashke is not metamekli. Now, kapanim, that's what Rav Sheshes taught us. These are three things. So, we'll learn more about all different halachas of tumah here, and we'll get back to Pesach and Truma on the base. Tanan also, I'm looking to the Mishnah in Kalim, Sheret Shinim Sabatana. If you find a sheres in a tanner, the chiddush is a tanner is a kli cheres. A kli cheres has a chiddush. If you put tumah into the ear space of a kli cheres, it becomes tumah. So if you have a sheres nimsa of a tanner, the pas inside is a sheni. The way it works is if you put a sheres into a tanner, the tanner is mekabel tumah, so the tanner becomes a rishon, and the tanner goes ahead and it's metame the kikar, which is a sheni. That's what happens. That's what Mishnah says. Sheres nimsa v'tana pasuk shleicha shniyah b'nisha tana tchila because the tana is a rishon. Only have adav ahav l'rava v'nechzi l'hai tana command the mali tumah dami. Why don't we look at this tana like it's full of tumah? Because the sheres making a tummy and it's making the whole thing, all the walls tummy. So let it be ki'ilu it touched the kikar itself and the kikar is a rishon because the whole inside is full of tumah. Da'av ahai pasuk shleicha let the pas be a rishon. Amalei lo yisak adayta. It's not true because the pasuk says not like that. The tanya lunt the raisa. You call keli matam av kli cheres. Let's say you have a sheretz inside the ear space of kli cheres, and you have another keli there. Is the keli tameh or not? So what would you say? It depends. If it's called bali tumba, then the keli is tameh because the keli is kabel tumah from the av. But if it's going through the cheres, then it's only a risha in the cheres, so the risha can make keli tameh. So what does it say? Yochi you call keli matam av kli cheres tameh loymar, and the pasuk they call shav esoicha yitma. V'samach like the next pasuk says we call oichel since it's called oichel. Davka oichel matamim avik licheres. Only oichel comes tamim from the ear space of licheres. The ein kol hakelim matamim avik licheres. But other kelim are not matamim. Only oichel. Why not? It must be. It's not full of tumah. The way it works is the sheretz makes the wall tamay, and the wall of the licheres makes the kikar tamay. Aye, the kikar is not touching the wall. There's another din that the licheres gives off tumah through its ear space also. But it's only a rishon. It's going from the sheretz to the cheres, and the cheres to the kikar. But if a keli is inside, what will be kabel tumah? Why coming from the wall? And the wall is only a rishon. A rishon can't come into kelim. And not only that, this is the makar that a rishon doesn't make keli tameh. This is the makar that a rishon does not make kelim tameh. The makar is from this psukim. That's why kelim don't become tameh from rishon. And also from a person, Rashi says, it says that Adam that touches an avela, if he carries it, then his clothing become tameh. If not, not. Why not? Because he's only a rishon, the clothing won't become tameh. It's like Zeres HaKosav, when you're carrying the vela, do the clothing become tameh?